This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Regular Marketplace contributor Alan Sloan heard something familiar the other day during President Obama's economic whistle-stop tour. It was a hint the president wants to help homeowners still struggling with expensive mortgages to get easy refinancing. This is something the markets could do with some encouragement without taxpayer money, and sounded to Sloan ripped off from a Mitt Romney playbook. Morning, Mr. Sloan.
Good morning, David.
So the president has this idea. It's another one of these ideas for almost a mass refinance. It sounds a little familiar to you?
Well, 2 years ago, I came on the plan that the president has apparently embraced, which, as luck would have it, was proposed by a very high-level Republican guy named Glenn Hubbard. And when I was trying to write about it 2 years ago, the administration had absolutely no use for it, and suddenly this plan is mentioned in the president's speech.
What would it do, and why did you like it?
Well, I liked it because it would allow people who are honorable and had paid their mortgages but couldn't refinance because their house prices had fallen and they had no equity, they could do an automatic refinance, benefit from the lower rates, and that was payment for being honorable, and it posed no risk and no cost to taxpayers.
But it's not like there were no mass refinance programs over the years.
Right. And something called HARP II, you know, seems to have worked very well. But I think this plan would have been better, and it would have been better for homeowners than HARP, and probably less good for big banks than HARP. But hey, that's how life is.
So too bad it took a couple years for the idea to fully gestate and percolate upward.
Well, I mean, it was too bad that we didn't do this 2 years ago because the number of people who could have been helped was much larger. But, you know, as we say, any port in a storm.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large, Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.